Hello, and welcome to Heaven Bound Podcast. This is Jumpstart Rewind. Jumpstart number 2206, written October 18th, 2018. Joshua 3, verse 4. However, there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go, for you had never passed this way before. Our verse today takes us back to the moments before Israel was to cross the Jordan River and enter the Promised Land. Instructions were given about how this was to be done. Joshua reminded the people to concentrate themselves for the next day. The Lord would do wonders among them. The Ark of the Covenant was to go first. It was their GPS. They were to follow the Ark. A distance of 2,000 cubits was to remain between the Ark and them. That would make it possible for the Ark to be visible. A massive crowd made up Israel. Have you ever tried to stay with somebody in a crowd after a ball game? It's hard to do. The distance would keep the nation on track. A typical cubit was about 18 inches. The distance between the Ark and the people was 2,000 cubits, or 36,000 inches, which is about 3,000 feet, or 1,000 yards. A football field is 100 yards, so the distance would be about 10 football fields. Some lessons here. First, God must always be before us. We follow God. The Lord didn't tell the people to just cross the Jordan and run scattered throughout the new land. There was a direction, order, and obedience involved. The Lord would keep them together. Have you ever been to a theme park before the gates are open? A crowd gathers, the gates are open, and people scurry in. Some rush to the very back of the theme park to try to beat the crowds. Others start at the front and work their way to the back. Others go to their favorite ride, left, right, hurrying to the back. It's a massive chaos. Israel was to follow the Ark. Keep it before you. What a grand principle that follows throughout the Bible. Keep God in front of us. Fixing your eyes on Jesus is what Hebrews were told. Modern churches have rushed past God and are exploring new concepts and new ideas that are not housed in the Bible. They vote upon what they want and what they believe. They have written creeds and declarations. It all seems good until you remember that we must follow the Lord. He must be before us. Israel was not to walk in front of the ark. They were to walk not beside the ark. They were to keep a distance and to follow. Second, God knows the way that we should go. The priest carrying the ark would be directed by God. He was leading this massive march into the new land. The principle carries again throughout the Bible. God knows how to get to heaven. God knows how to build broken relationships. God knows how to heal hurting hearts. God knows how to conquer temptation and addicting sins. This is why the ark was before the people. This is why God's word must be before us. Church growth experts try to introduce catchy ways to attract the world, and through food, fun, and slick slogans, they market the church like big business. Go into all the world is what Jesus said and preach the gospel. We must keep God in front of us. Clever ways to raise money are introduced to make the church have more funds available. God has told us what to do as we have prospered. We must keep God in front of us. God's way works. God knows what he's doing. There is a trust issue. Thirdly, you have not been this way before. Israel is walking into new territory. They had not seen the land, the people, the weather, the animals, the soil. It was all brand new for them. God had seen it. God saw it centuries before. He promised this to Abraham. God saw it long before when he made it. God was always there. God had always seen it. There was never a time when God had not seen this. This was all new for Israel, but it wasn't for God. Easily, God could have said, "I've been here before. Let me show you around." There are some principles here that we ought to learn about this statement. We have never been here before. We need to pay attention to what God says because he knows. You and I have never died physically before. It's a one-time event. The door of death swings only one way. You don't know anyone who died one day and then came back to work the next day. That never happens. That doesn't happen at all. When a person dies, they remain on the other side. Since we've never been this way before, we ought to listen to what God says. Books abound on the market about people who claim that they have died and came back. How could that be? In the Bible, that concept is referred to as a resurrection. The only way a soul can reunite with a body was by a miracle conducted by an apostle, by a prophet, or by the Lord. I've read some of these books. Someone died, went to heaven for a few minutes, and then they came back. Then they write a book about all the adventures they saw, which is odd, because the Apostle Paul in the vision went to heaven, but it was not lawful for him to repeat what he heard. He didn't write a book about the experiences. I just don't have questions about these things, nor do I doubt these claims. I just don't believe that they are true at all. Maybe a dream. Maybe trauma from an injury. Maybe drugs that were given to them. Maybe they made it up. But it simply didn't happen. You have not been this way before. Lazarus was raised from the dead, and he said nothing about it. A young man was raised, and he said nothing about it. A 12-year-old girl was raised in the book of Mark in chapter 5, and she said nothing about it. Yet today, book after book, dozens of them make the claim that they have died and came back with vivid stories to tell each other. We've never been this way before. Best read the book of Luke in chapter 16 about what happens when we die. Keep that ark in front of you and don't go past it. We've never been to heaven either. Yet people are expecting to see amusement park rides, butterflies, ball games, chocolate, pets, and all kinds of fun. Heaven is viewed as an eternal play day. Won't that be fun, they think. Why wouldn't everyone want to go there? However, these ideas do not come from the Bible. They come from the imagination of people who have never been there before. Best keep the Lord before us. Heaven is God's home. Read what the scriptures say about heaven. The Lord knows heaven. Heaven is about God's presence. So many ideas about heaven exclude God. It's as if we've taken it over and run God out. Selfish concepts and worldly ideas fill the dreams of people who just want to play, play, play. Without God, there is no heaven. If you don't like God, you won't like heaven. God knows how to build a church. God knows how to restore people. God knows how to make faith strong. God knows how we ought to lead his people. God knows how to shepherd lives. God knows how to build strong marriages and incredible families. God knows how to preach a sermon. God knows how to drive out fear and worry. Moderns have relied upon support groups, counseling sessions, and exterior help to do what God has been doing for centuries. I wonder how those early Corinthians overcame alcohol without AA. How did they deal with homosexuality without exit groups? How did they turn from stealing without support groups? Somehow for centuries, God has led his people into righteousness. Yet today, we feel compelled to turn to other things, feeling that they know more than what God does. Have we forgotten who is before us? Have we forgotten that we may be in new territory, but God hasn't? He's been there before. Keep that ark before us. Is God's word before us? The ark contained three items, a stone tablet, a budded rod, and a bowl of manna, promises, power, and provisions, which is exactly what our Bible contains. Keep that before us and follow it, and God will get you safely into new lands. Thank you for listening to Jumpstart Rewind.